An Indonesian presidential envoy says his trip to North Korea has not changed Pyongyang's demand for direct talks with the United States to end the standoff over its nuclear program. The envoy spoke in Beijing at the end of his mission to Pyongyang. At the end of 3 days of talks in North Korea aimed at diffusing tensions over North Korea's nuclear ambitions, a wary Indonesian envoy, Nanat Sutresna, says little has changed.
Their position remains the same. They want to have direct talk with the United States.
North Korean officials apparently would not say if they're willing to abandon their efforts to build nuclear weapons.
That is something that they want to negotiate.
The Bush administration says it is willing to talk, but wants a multilateral solution to the nuclear standoff. Washington says North Korea's efforts to build nuclear weapons and missiles that could deliver them make this a problem that affects many nations, not just the United States. North Korea says only talks with Washington can address its security concerns, which is why it's reserving the right to have nuclear weapons. The comments come just before a crucial meeting of the UN's nuclear watchdog agency, the IAEA, which could refer the dispute to the United Nations Security Council, perhaps this week. The Council has the power to impose sanctions or authorize military action against North Korea, though many of North Korea's neighbors oppose such actions. The crisis broke out in October when Washington said North Korea admitted breaking international agreements to keep the Korean Peninsula nuclear-free. In response, Washington and its allies cut off promised supplies of badly needed fuel oil to North Korea. Pyongyang further raised tensions by moving to restart a nuclear reactor that was frozen under a 1994 agreement, expelling United Nations nuclear experts and pulling out of the Global Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty. Jim Randall, VOA News, Beijing.